Chapter 1. Worry and dread clawed at my stomach. I read the message again. The order was clear and concise. Return to the Citadel immediately and report directly to the Council Hall. The signatures of the entire city and council and all three master magicians were scrawled under the missive. A bit heavy-handed, but I couldn't miss the importance, nor doubt the seriousness. "What does it say?" Janko asked. He plucked the paper from my fingers, scanned the short note, and whistled. "This is major!" Scratching the scar where the lower half of his right ear used to be, Janko squinted at me in concern. "You're not going to obey, are you? 'Cause if you do—"
"I know."
No need to state the obvious. "The council will escort you straight to the Keep's dungeons, where you will stay for a very— very long time," Devlin said in a matter-of-fact tone. I glared at him.
"Did I say you can talk?" Janko asked him.
"I am trying to help," he replied, shrugging. His cloak covered his hands, which had been manacled behind his back.
"I don't want your help," I said.
Devlin opened his mouth, and Janko jabbed him in his solar plexus. As Devlin gasped to regain his breath, Janko threatened to yank out his tongue if he uttered another word. We all knew it was an empty threat. Traveling with Janko, Devlin, and two Ixion guards for the past 20 days had become an exercise in patience for me. Since Devlin's soul was currently living inside Ulrich's body due to a twist of blood magic, Devlin knew Janko couldn't harm him, so he needled Janko whenever possible. We planned to escort Devlin to Moon Clan's lands in order to find his body with Ulrich's soul, and then have the soul finder Yelena switch them back. I had sent a message detailing this plan to second magician Zitora Cowan as soon as we reached the Sidian border.
"Opal," Janko said, "we need a decision. It's getting dark."
"Give me a minute." I drew in a deep breath. The council wanted me to return. My new powers terrified them, and me too, if I thought about it for long. The council had an excellent reason to be nervous and want me safely contained. I could drain a magician of his or her powers. All I needed was a glass orb in my hands, and I could extract their magic, transforming it into a physical substance. Diamonds. A magician didn't even have to attack me, as I had first assumed. Oh no, I could milk a magician dry without them doing a thing. The council's messenger hadn't waited around for a response. No one disobeyed a direct order from the council. Certainly not a student glass magician who hadn't even graduated from the keep yet.
"Well?"
Janko asked with impatience. Finding Ulrich was more important, and putting a stop to blood magic was vital.
"We'll make a detour to Falgor first. I'll send Zitora a message. She'll understand,"
I hoped. However, my plans didn't go the way I had envisioned. Nope. No warning bells or strange portents would alert me that by the next day, Devlin and I would be in the exact opposite positions. Unaware of the coming storm, I ignored the council's message. We hiked east through a thin forest. Dead leaves crunched under our boots. The cold season had stripped the trees and bushes, leaving behind bare branches. The warming season had started a few days ago, and the frozen ground had turned into a muddy mess as we traveled farther south. Glancing over my shoulder, I noted the beauty of the stark and simple woods against the wide swaths of colors in the sky. The cool air smelled damp and fresh.
"Should we make camp before it gets dark?"
Janko asked. This section of Citia seemed familiar to me, and my stomach knotted as I remembered when I'd been here before.
"Is your cabin nearby?"
I asked Devlin.
"I was wondering if you recognized the area," he said with a faint smile. "The good old days."
I bit my lip to keep from contradicting him. When he wasn't trying to play with my mind and emotions, he enjoyed irritating me too. For example, he had lapsed back into the Devian pattern of speech instead of trying to mimic Ulrich. "How close?"
Devlin scanned the woods and met my gaze. An odd sensation rippled through me. Seeing his cold calculation in Ulrich's vibrant green eyes still unsettled me. Ulrich's long eyelashes, black hair, and sharp features all remained, but I longed for Ulrich's tender smile.
"Quite close. Are you sure you want to go there?"
Devlin asked. I considered. Better than spending another night in the open. Take the lead.